How to not just survive, but thrive during the impending recession. Next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people, and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, folks, you may be very aware of the topsy-turvy market that we are experiencing, and in my opinion, it's just the beginning. And so I'm going to start out this segment and also the next three segments. I want to teach you how you can not just survive, but thrive during any kind of a recession and come through it unscathed, but also be able to capitalize on that anxiety. I learned a long time ago from Richard Rossi, one of my fellow Genius Network members, when there's anxiety, there's opportunity. So what I want to do in this segment is start out by asking four questions that I often ask. Maybe you've heard me on the radio ask these questions. Number one, did you or someone you know lose money in the market in 2008? Okay. Most people will say yes, absolutely. And I hear horror stories of people or their parents losing 30, 40, 50%. Their million-dollar retirement nest egg in 2008 lost 40% for the second time in a decade and went down to $600,000. And it took, you know, until 2012, 4 years later, till it came back to break even. So that's the first question. Did you or someone you know lose money in the market like in 2008, the great recession, the beginning of the great recession then? Most people do know. Now, the second question then is, do you think a crash like that will happen again, or a recession like that will happen again? Now, what's your answer? Overwhelmingly, when I ask this question, people go, absolutely. Yeah. We go through these cycles all the time. Some recessions are more severe than others. I've been a financial strategist and retirement planning specialist now for north of 48 years, and I've seen many, many great recessionary periods, such as back in 1980. I can remember that and the energy crisis and lines at gas stations and so forth. I remember seeing other recessions at the beginning of the 1990 and then later on 2001 to 2003 and 2008. So I've sort of been around the block. I remember October of 1987, where it was just like yesterday, and how I felt because my clients were not invested in the market and how relieved I was. So the second question I'm asking is, well, do you think a crash like 2008 is going to happen again? Most people say, absolutely. The third question, do you want to have what happened to your money or maybe your folks' money last time happen again to you or to your money? Or do you want to learn from the past, okay? Well, again, most people overwhelmingly, when I ask the question, do you want to have what happened to your money last time happen again? They say, absolutely not. So the fourth and last question I ask is, what are you doing differently to prevent that from happening, okay? So in other words, if your retirement savings are invested right now in the market, I would suggest you're getting warning signals that you ought to begin sooner than later repositioning that money. If it's serious cash that you do not want to jeopardize, you do not want to lose, or if you're approaching retirement or already in retirement, this is going to wreak havoc with you creating predictable income, okay? You need to reposition that money and protect it from losses sooner than later. That is the purpose of today's show. Now, I'm not a doomsdayer, but I am a realist. And you need to face the reality of what's going on. You know, it's interesting as I travel throughout the country and I hear people say, well, at least hopefully COVID-19 is sort of going away. I'm so glad I don't have to wear a mask everywhere still. And I can't wait until things get totally back to normal. Well, I have news for you. If you're waiting for things to get back to normal, first of all, what is normal? But in my opinion, get used to different. Because I do not believe things will ever get back to normal in many different facets of our daily lives, but especially financially and the way that we've always sort of experienced things. And so do not get caught up in, oh, I'll just be patient because the market always comes back and so forth. No, things are going to be different from this point forward. So knowing that, if you want to protect yourself, because we are headed for continued market volatility, I assure you, and two other dangers that cause most Americans to outlive their money. Taxes are going up, directly or indirectly, if you cannot see the writing on the wall. And inflation, because of irresponsible government spending. They're spending double, triple, even almost quadruple what they bring in revenue. And they're trying to solve it by printing money, which causes inflation, which is a hidden tax. So taxes, inflation, and market volatility. Now, I've been predicting this for quite a while, but let's just say that in the past recessions, I'm going to tell you what happened and why I had calmness previously in the recessions that I've experienced in my career, because I learned some valuable lessons clear back in the early 1980s. I started in 1974, and by 1980, I had over 3,000 clients I was responsible for in 13 Western states. And they were diversified into mutual funds in the market. They were never happier than when I got them out of the volatile market and into something that was going to be more stable, tax-free, instead of a tax-deferred IRA or 401k, where I've proven again and again in my various books that I've written, 12 books thus far, where you would have to be earning 15% or 16% in a tax-deferred IRA or 401k to net what I net in a max-funded indexed insurance contract, which is one of my favorite financial vehicles that allows a person to accumulate money tax-free, access that money tax-free, and when you die, it blossoms, it increases in value and transfers income tax-free, and it knocks the socks off of traditional IRAs or 401ks invested in the market because you only have to earn 11 to net 10. Because it's tax-free, that 1% is not tax. It's the cost of the account, the insurance in this case, that has to be there in order for it to be tax-free. But I've learned a long time ago that if you have your money safely tucked in an insurance contract, it is not invested in the market. Now, with indexed universal life, I teach why that's one of my favorite vehicles, because your money is not at risk in the market. You do not lose a dime when the market goes down, and you get to benefit when the market goes up. And I'm going to talk about that in the next segment. But in 1987, even before indexed universal life came out 10 years later, I had those 3,000 clients in universal life insurance contracts, and they were earning between 11.75% and 15.5%. And when the market went down in October of 1987, I was calm. I didn't have to run back to the office. I was out recreating that day. And I'll never forget it. I didn't have to rush back to the office to field hundreds of phone calls of people that were panicking because the market crashed. My clients did not lose a dime when the market crashed. Same thing happened in 2001 to 2003 after 9/11. 3 years, the market dropped 40%. Many of our clients were almost cheering. Go, because they weren't losing. They may not have made very much, but they didn't lose. Same thing happened in 2008. Many of our clients were like, go. It doesn't matter. It dropped down 40%. Why? Because they were not losing anything. And the first 90 days of 2009, many of them locked in gains of 16% tax-free after not losing a dime. They simply picked up where they left off. They did not lose due to that market crash in 2008. Same thing happened in March of 2020, COVID-19. March 2020, the market dropped. People lost as much as 30%. That spelled opportunity. And so that spelled opportunity. Many of the advisors I trained told their clients to link to a one-year point-to-point in their indexed universal life insurance contracts. And 1 year later, they got credited 61.33% on their accounts. It was unbelievable, totally tax-free.
This is Three-Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three-Dimensional Wealth Radio.
How to not lose when the market crashes or goes down and benefit when it goes up. Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew, Three-Dimensional Wealth Radio. If you're not aware, I'm very passionate about educating people on opportunities that many times they did not know existed. If they've sort of had their head in the sand, following the herd, putting money into traditional IRAs and 401ks invested in the market. And many people get surprised, especially as they approach a given point in time like retirement, and they want to now start generating income, and they have a rude awakening. Maybe they're not in a lower tax bracket like they were told they would be in. And folks, if you've saved very much money, you will likely not be in a lower bracket, and people are sort of shocked. Well, that's what I've always been told, and I'm not going to be in a lower bracket. Was this really the smartest way to save money? And the advisor keeps saying when the market crashes, just hang in there. The market always comes back. Well, yeah, but if you look at the Great Recession, or even starting back at the turn of the century, the year 2000, ending up in 2012, the market dropped about 40% average twice during that 12-year period before it came back to break even. Meaning if you had a million-dollar nest egg saved in the year 2000, you saw that million-dollar nest egg dwindle down to about 600,000 if it was in the market in the S&P 500, let's say, between 2001 and 2003, and it took until 2007 to come back to a million. And then in one single year, 2008, it dropped down to 600,000, and it took 4 years until 2012 to get back to break even. We call that the lost decade because a lot of people had to put off retirement, 12 years. They felt like they had lost their future. Now, what I'm going to teach you in this segment is that many people following the strategies I'm going to teach you next did not lose a dime in 2001 to 2003, nor in 2008. They were cheering, and many of them not only doubled their money, but even tripled their money during that 12-year period. The million they started with ended up being worth $2 million, $2.5 million, $3 million. How? Using indexing. So I'm going to talk about the power of indexing, and immediately, if advisors hear me say that, they go, oh, he's talking about index mutual funds. No. I'm about to teach you something that most advisors, when I start explaining indexing, and if they listen, they realize I'm not talking about index mutual funds. What is that? That is where you put your money in the market. Okay, you're exposed to the market volatility, and it might be a mutual fund that diversifies your money into an index. What's an index? It's a measuring tape, and an index might be the Standard & Poor's 500, the S&P 500. It could be the Dow Jones. It could be the Russell 2000, on and on and on. These are called indices. Now, folks, an index mutual fund is where my money is diversified in the S&P 500 companies. So that when those go down like they did in 2001 to 2003, an indexed fund would have lost 30, 40, 50%. In 2008, an indexed mutual fund in the S&P 500 would have lost 40%, okay? I'm not talking about an index fund. I'm talking about indexing. It's totally different. So get ready. I'm about to teach you something that most advisors are clueless. They have this deer in the headlight look when I begin to explain this, okay? This allows you to make money when the market goes up. But you do not lose when the market goes down. Why? Because your money is not invested in the market. And people go, I don't understand this. Okay, let me explain it to you. Now, my favorite vehicle that uses indexing, and very few vehicles do this, but I would rather have indexing as a strategy where I make money when the market goes up and not lose when it goes down, be tax-free. And so I use indexed universal life. It's my favorite vehicle. And if it's structured correctly and funded properly, it passes what I call the LASER test. LASER is an acronym that talks about liquidity, safety, and rate of return. LASER is liquid assets safely earning returns, okay? So your money is actually safely tucked in a multi-billion, multi-trillion dollar insurance company or insurance companies if you want to diversify. And it is earning very safely the insurance company's general account portfolio interest rate. Why? Because the multi-trillion dollar insurance industry is the backbone of America and the backbone of the world. They weathered the Great Depression with flying colors when banks closed, 40% never reopened. Some real estate in the Great Depression dropped 80%. Not one single legal reserve insurance company in America went under in the Great Depression. In 2008, 400 banks went under. 900 more were on the brink of going under, what was called the watch list. Not one single legal reserve insurance company went under in 2008. There were only, out of several thousand, a handful, eight or nine, that almost approached insolvency because of a run, but they came through with flying colors at the end of the day because they couldn't just call all their mortgages due or whatever. But where do these legal reserve insurance companies have this kind of liquidity and safety? They invest their money in AAA and AA bonds. If they have it out in mortgages, it's on skyscrapers and shopping malls, only at about 50% loan to value. They can't call all those mortgages due, but it takes a little bit of time. But folks, this is where they have their money and they're protected. And that's why this is where in 2008, when the federal government asked the five major banks in America to disclose where they had their tier one assets for liquidity and safety, they said, in insurance companies, this is where 30 to 40% of their money is. In other words, the banks are borrowing your money when you deposit it into their institution, OPM, other people's money, and they're taking 30 to 40% of the money they have to have on hand, liquid and safe, and increasing the safety usually by about five or six notches higher, and the rate of return by five times. Banks pay you one, they turn around and they make 5% off times in the general account portfolio of an insurance company. They're increasing the safety and the rate of return. Now, what I'm talking about, you can do that. You can put your serious cash, and I'm going to use an example right now. Let's say you have $1 million. Now, it doesn't matter if you have 10,000, 100,000, 10 million, extrapolate from this example. If you have $1 million in one of these max funded insurance contracts sitting in this insurance company or companies, you can settle for the general account portfolio rate. Let's say it's 4% right now, because interest rates are low. That would be $40,000. So this year, you could just settle for $40,000 of interest if you feel bullish about America, and maybe you do now because the market is starting to go topsy-turvy. But if you feel bullish about America anytime, you can tell the insurance company, do not risk my million. It must stay safe in your company earning four. But you can take the 4% interest on my million, that would be $40,000, and you can do whatever you need to do with that $40,000 to have the wherewithal to credit me whatever the market does. And if we're going to link to an index like the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones or whatever, we can diversify. We can link to several of them. You'll be able to pay me whatever the market does if the market goes up. And so they do what with that $40,000? They buy options, upside options. They're the number one purchaser of options in the world. But see, they're happy to do that because they're off the hook from having that $40,000 of interest that they have to credit you at the end of the year because you gave that up. But your million, you did not give up. That stays safe in the insurance company. Okay. And so they buy upside options. This allows the insurance company that if the market goes up, that $40,000 of options helps them pay you $80,000 or $120,000 or 12% return on your million if the market goes up. And by the way, it's tax-free. If the market happens to go down, you guess wrong, it crashes, you do not lose one dime of your million you started with. You simply relinquish the 4% interest. The options expire worthless at the end of that year, and then you reset. And so that's called indexing. This is so profound, and you can link to different indices. You can do 1 year, 2 year point to point, 5 year point to point. There's all kinds of ways to diversify into these superior vehicles.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.